We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit elkhorncomputer.com, then give us a call. elkhorncomputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
So whenever things get off to a rocky start, sometimes you maybe outthink yourself, or you have paralysis by analysis, and you just you get too deep into something. And of course, you know, I as the sun was setting, I'm walking. I'm pulling Mava in my wagon, and I got Kobe, and we're walking to the park, and you know, and I sit down on this bench, and I'm watching the sunset, and instead of thinking about life, and like I'm thinking about Nebraska football. And one thing I was thinking about is, I wonder if this staff and this team, but in particular the staff, in terms of what they've been preaching and teaching and hammering home, I wonder if they've been so caught up in effort and so caught up in foot on the gas, go, go, go. You know, because I wonder if they've been so caught up in that that the details have slipped. You know, because like the one thing I learned by 1 year as a graduate assistant coach for Dana Altman is you can't coach everything every day. You know what I mean? Like, you can't walk into a practice and think we are going to address literally everything that is humanly possible in the game of basketball with this team. Like, what, are you going to have a 12-hour practice? You know, it's like, you can't, there's just not enough hours, right? So something's always got to give. And I think one of the things that I've been thinking about lately is, one thing that this staff has wanted to change immediately was just the mindset of the team from the standpoint of how they play. And the how has seemed like it's been more into flying around, foot on the gas, effort, going balls to the wall all the time. And when that's the case, sometimes details can slip. And maybe the staff feels like, you know what? Because you can have a bunch of priorities, but sometimes you got to chop a few of those off and say, these are the things we can really focus on. And I wouldn't be surprised if when the staff started in spring and then into fall camp said to themselves, okay, the number one thing we have to establish is effort. We have to establish effort, flying around, playing with a reckless abandon. We need to get them. We need to establish that, and then we'll tighten everything up from there, right? It's like a foundation of a house, right? Like, we need to get the foundation, then we'll add all the other stuff. Because think about it now. What's the team's mantra? Have a desire to excel, have a desire to make a player excel with no fear of failure. Well, what is that really saying? What that is really saying is F making a mistake, F worrying about whatever, go fly around, stick your head in there, go try to make a play. And what happens when that is preached all the time is maybe Bunch is rolling out to the sideline and he should throw it away, but instead he throws it to double coverage to the tight end and it gets picked. Right, like I just think in trying to assess the sloppiness of what we've seen in the first two games, that's one of the things that I've thought about, is maybe the staff has been just so hyper-focused on effort, foot on the gas, that the details of things have slipped a little bit. That even if in practice, they saw a few mental errors, a few sloppiness things, but the effort was there. They were like, let's reward the effort. We'll address the details later. Let's reward the effort. Let's focus on that. We'll address the details later. And so if you were asking me how to assess, like, that would be how I'd assess maybe what's going on. And some people go, man, why? What's the details of this? You know, the sloppiness. I'm thinking about that mantra, have a desire to succeed with no fear of failure. When you think about all the different things that this staff needed to address and improve on with the team, you can't address everything, dude. That's one of the things I learned as the 1 year. It's just like you go into a practice. You can't coach everything every day. And there are certain things that you'll look past in the moment to establish something for the greater good. And I think time and time again, the staff, whenever they've talked, if you look back on different things that have been talked about and preached and all that stuff, I think some of that makes sense, where it's like they clearly wanted to establish a standard. And my thing is, like, who can really question effort so far? I can't question effort. Like, this team has fought and played hard. This team has competed. This team hasn't quit. Like, that aspect of the stuff has been fine. The issue's been the details and the sloppiness. So there you go. That's what I learned when I was at the park with my daughter. What'd you learn yesterday, huh? All right. One on the books, two to go. Sage, Rosenfels, Jim Brand, Satter. But coming up next, mailbag. Get your questions for me to Corey@1620thezone.com. Best email question is going to win some food to Oscars. We'll do it next.